Good morning. I'm Larry Richard, host of the Big K Morning Show. And in the past half hour, we talked to Rob Mercury, who's a state rep wanting to become a United States congressman, representing the Republican Party. And the incumbent is Congressman Chris DeLuzio, a Thornburg native, Iraq War veteran, voting rights attorney, graduated from the U.S. Naval Academy, and served our country proudly. And we appreciate, first and foremost, your military service, Chris. Thank you.
Thank you, Larry. Thanks for having me on.
You and your opponent are about the same age. You're 40, he's 43. You're the incumbent, though, and want to keep your job. You had this since 2023, and someone might say, why do you have to run since you've been in office only a little over a year and a half, right?
Well, I think the framers of our Constitution got this right. You got to be close to the people, and every 2 years means you got to make the case. And that's exactly what I'm doing. I'm asking folks for their votes again to represent us down there. And look, Washington is it's a messy place, but I take the values I learned growing up around here around hard work and love of this country and sacrifice. And despite the chaos down there, my team and I have gotten a heck of a lot done. More than 2,000 constituent cases, helping get more than $5 million back to folks that they were owed from our government. We've seen more than $2 billion of federal money come to this district since I've been the congressman. That's for things, everything from getting lead out of our water pipes, getting the Parkway East repaired, development on the riverfront in Sharpsburg. I could go on and on about funding law enforcement, getting upgrades to fire stations and all the rest. That's the job, but it's more than that. Frankly, it's to represent all of us, to fight for our safety. That's exactly what I've been doing with my efforts on rail safety. It is a real honor to represent Western Pennsylvania, and I'm hoping folks will let me earn their votes this time again and send me back for 2 more years.
A lot of those issues, very important, but they're not what gets the headlines most of the time, as you're aware. The big headline is, what is the most important single issue in Western Pennsylvania? And it seems like most people are talking about the economy.
I think folks want to be able to afford their lives. They want to have solid jobs. They want to have an economy that rewards hard work, right? You play by the rules, you work hard, you can afford your life, retire with dignity. They're tired of getting ripped off, frankly, by a lot of this corporate price gouging. And I hear it from small business owners. I hear it from folks complaining about the prices they see on things. I hear it from farmers. And you got to be willing to take on the big, powerful corporations that are ripping us off. You know, I was with some farmers a few months back hearing from them about how hard it is to get their meat into the processors. And any folks who know that industry know that there's a lot of consolidation, a lot of market power. And we got to have a government willing to stand up to groups like meat processors. That's how you can bring down costs for folks. We got to be investing in jobs here at home. And let me make a pretty clear point about something. When it's something as straightforward as even rail safety, which folks know I'm leading on down in Washington, there are powerful corporate lobbying forces that don't want change, that want to put profits ahead of our safety. Those are the folks bankrolling my Republican right-wing opponent. I mean, the very first endorsement he really put out there was from the powerful groups trying to kill my rail safety legislation. You know, I'm fighting for us, not those guys, and I'm going to continue fighting for us for as long as it takes.
We're with Congressman Chris DeLuzio. Rob Mercury said you voted against an energy bill that would allow us to help extract the natural gas that we have here, at least inhibit it in a way. How do you respond?
Yeah, I don't think he really understands how the Congress works or what these bills really are. I mean, I just was part of a letter, actually, with plenty of colleagues expressing alarm about our ability to export LNG to stand up for our allies in Ukraine, for instance. You talk to the workers whose actual jobs rely on the energy industry across the board. I have every labor endorsement in this region, all the building trades, you name it. That tells you who's standing up for our industry and our jobs around here and our energy future and our energy security going forward. I'm not bankrolled by corporate PACs. I don't take corporate money. My opponent does. That's who he's going to stand up for. That's not what I'm doing.
And what about the border? I know this issue in some ways is so overwhelming to so many. And since sometimes here in southwestern Pennsylvania, we don't have as direct an issue as some of the border states for obvious reasons. Yet Donald Trump and the Republicans saying we're being overrun You're in Congress. What do you hear? Mm-hmm. What's going on? How do we stop it? Said something has to be done.
No doubt, Larry. And we had a bill that should have gotten a vote and should have become law. It was a pretty tough but fair compromise. I wrote an op-ed in the Trib about my support of it. This was negotiated by one of the most conservative Republicans in the Senate with President Biden and his administration. And do you know why it failed? It failed because Donald Trump told congressional Republicans he wanted to campaign on this. He did not want a bill to pass to make things better at the border. That is the kind of naked self-interest, putting your own goals ahead of this country that I can't stand. I can't stomach it. And so I've been part of the solution, working with Democrats and Republicans to actually pass immigration reform and border safety measures. And yet we see these ultra-right folks willing to put their own quest for power ahead of doing things that this country needs. It's very disappointing.
Radio KDKA, Larry Richard with United States Congressman Chris DeLuzio. Congressman, I'm glad we reestablished contact. Wanted to give you a chance to answer the question about voter ID. Where do you stand?
Yeah, look, I think, and I say this as someone who not just served in uniform, but I worked on election security in my time before Congress. There are a lot of common sense things we can do around protecting our elections. Certainly verifying who folks are when they go to register is a big part of that. Paper ballots, which we now have in Pennsylvania, has been a huge improvement for election security. But I often say this too, and this is broader than any single policy change. You know, we can't legislate what's in the heart of candidates, what's in their souls. And when folks like Donald Trump lie about losing elections, when they cast doubt on our democracy, it does more to weaken faith in our self-government than anything else. And I think we have to reject that across party lines. I've been so disappointed by the unwillingness of so many Republican politicians. I want to be clear, politicians, not the voters or people, politicians who refuse to condemn that kind of election denial. And, you know, we've seen election deniers and fake electors running all around this country being welcomed, frankly, by my right-wing opponent into his campaign. That's dangerous stuff. And I think there are good patriots across the political spectrum here in Western Pennsylvania, all over the country, who want our democracy to succeed and don't want to see these attacks.
That said, Congressman, why would it be a problem to ask voters to prove citizenship?
Well, you have to do that to register. You know, folks in this country, when you go to register to vote, you've got a test under penalty of perjury. You are who you are. You've got to show that. You know, that's not something that isn't already required by the law. And yet I've had to step up with a bunch of my Democratic colleagues to protect the right to vote of our service members abroad who are now being attacked in the courts by several Republican members of Congress, all of whom, by the way, voted against certifying the 2020 election, attacking the right to vote of service members abroad. I really can't believe this is a place I'm seeing the far right of the Republican Party go to go after the right to vote of our service members and their families overseas. And yet here we are. And I bring that up not because these threats aren't real. They are. But I think we have to show with a clear voice across the parties that this is beyond the pale. We shouldn't be attacking the right to vote of those who are wearing our uniform overseas.
With all the divisiveness, you sure you want to keep this job?
You know, Larry, I'll tell you, I serve on the Armed Services Committee. I serve on the Transportation and Infrastructure Committee. These are real working committees. We get a lot done. One of the caucuses that I am most proud of is the Four Country Caucus that is veterans in both parties, Democrats, Republicans. That's a group that we really punch above our weight. We get a lot done. We focus on national security and defense issues. But even when I was going to lead rail safety in the House, I looked to one of my Republican counterparts there, a fellow Naval Academy graduate, to now lead that bill with me in the House. We need that down in Washington. We need folks who understand that the bonds of country are stronger than our partisan ones. We're not going to agree on everything. Believe me, we don't. But where we can, we ought to work together. And it shows, I think, not just in the work down there, but the coalition that I've put together to, frankly, win re-election, right? Labor across the board, Fraternal Order of Police, the district attorney in Beaver County, Governor Shapiro, you name it. Those are folks who understand we have to work together to do the right things for this country and for Western Pennsylvania.
United States Congressman Chris DeLuzio, representing the 17th Congressional District. Appreciate your time this morning, and Good luck. 2 weeks till the election. Thank you.
Thanks, Larry. Get out there and vote, folks.
Get out and vote. Oh, little Stevie. Stevie Wonder. 2 weeks ago tonight, he started his 10-city tour at PPG Paints Arena. I understand Pat Septak was there from our newsroom, said it was a great show. Every Tuesday, we check in with our colleague Lynn Hayes Freeland, and Lynn is on our V-Mix, we call it. You can see Lynn on the radio at kdkradio.com on our live stream. Lynn, you look like you're home.
I'm not.
What?
I am not back in my house.
Well, I noticed a different background.
It is a different background, but no, I'm not in my house yet. But I can say that work began yesterday on my house. So I am moving in the right direction, Larry.
Yeah, for those that don't know, this is due to the first of the two hurricanes, Helene, that affected the South. Milton just affected Florida, and you've had flooding issues, and you're still not home. I can't believe that.
Well, you know, part of it was a delay on our part because we wanted to get several different estimates. You know, there was so much damage done. It was my instinct that some of those estimates were coming in a little higher than they needed to be. So we were feeling our way to try to get a good estimate that felt right and felt like it made sense. And then you have to get on their schedule because they have so much work to do. But as I said, they came yesterday and they took out all the old ductwork. So we're moving in the right direction.
All right. What's on your mind 2 weeks to Election Day? I know. Here we go. We just talked to a couple of congressmen and one who wants to be.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, Larry, two things came to mind. Number one, I was in Pittsburgh again, and I can say in all honesty, the political advertising in Pittsburgh is greater than it is anywhere else I've ever seen it. It is unreal how many political ads run within the body of a one-hour news show or a half-hour news show. The other thing I'll say is I'm glad you actually interviewed some other candidates because there's more on this ballot than just the presidential race. And I don't know if everyone puts together how this all fits together.
Yeah, really important because in this congressional seat, it's all of Beaver County and a great chunk of Allegheny County. And this is where we live. These are the people that directly represent our interests, we hope, in this case, in Washington.
Absolutely. And, you know, the realities are a president can only do so much. I mean, there's a reason why there's a Congress and a Senate, so we can have a checks and balance system. So who else you vote for down ticket makes a difference. And I've heard so many people say, well, I'm just going to vote for president and that's it. No, you got to vote for all of them. You got to go all the way down that ticket, down that ballot and make a choice and make an informed choice, not based on what you read on social media.
Yeah. How many people, I wonder, actually do any real research on the candidates, in this case, below the two presidential candidates who we all seem to know so well?
Yeah, and I think that's tough. I mean, I certainly appreciate that sentiment, but here's the challenge, I think. Those of us who have grew up in our generation, you want to do some research, you Google it. But now the problem is half of what you Google isn't true. So you really have to dig deep to find out the real facts. You know, a lot of sites are now doing what they call fact checking on some of the things these candidates say, but it's not easy to find out what's the real story or the truth.
So as we get to Election Day between here and there, usually there's an October surprise. Maybe the only one was Donald Trump cooking French fries over the weekend, which got a lot of social media, and it was like a reality show when he was serving it up in the drive-thru.
Well, and you know what, Larry, that one really kind of threw me for a loop. I thought initially he had just dropped by a random McDonald's and went into the kitchen. I don't know why I thought that, but that was all prearranged. Even the folks driving through the drive-through window were prearranged. So at some point it becomes, well, this is really almost like political stunt than anything else because nothing about it was natural or organic, as they say.
Did you hear what he said about Arnold Palmer at the Arnold Palmer Airport?
You know, I did, Larry, and I got to tell you, I heard it while I was in church on Sunday morning. Someone said to me, did you hear what Donald Trump said last night?
Wait a minute.
And I said, yeah, you heard me right.
While you were in church. All right, we're going to hold on that thought. More to come with Lynn Hayes Freeland Marty Griffin, and we'll check in with him in just a moment. We reconnect with Lynn Hayes Freeland. So, Lynn, as you're working your way through this Tuesday morning, what's on your top of mind?
Well, let me circle back, Larry, because I said that I heard about the former president's remarks in church on Sunday, and I feel like that was misleading in some way, so I feel like I need to put that in context.
Okay, go ahead.
So I ran into an old friend, and, you know, people would just kind of look at me still as a person very involved in the news and asked me, you know, did I hear about the genitalia comment? And I said, I did not. But then that piqued my curiosity. So I literally had to go outside the building, pull it up on my phone so I could read it. Somehow or another, it just didn't feel appropriate to pull that up in church. So I had to go outside, and that was how I first became aware of it. So it's not as if that was something talked about in the sermon or anything like that. It was a passing comment from a friend that really piqued my curiosity. I feel like I just had to say that.
Well, it was fodder for the talk show. You know, the late night shows, as you can imagine.
Wow.
And it was probably happened too late. I don't know if Saturday Night Live addressed it, but they opened with Michael Keaton, by the way. Michael Keaton was the special guest, Pittsburgh's own.
Yeah, I noticed that. And I got to tell you, I always watch the cold opening on Saturday Night Live. I just think the portrayal of the candidates, of the vice president, of the former president, I just think they're spot on. Now, I'll be honest, I don't watch the whole show, but I do usually watch that opening skit. And they've really been quite funny. They've been right on point.
Yeah, well,
but I think it was too close for that one. So probably next Saturday.
They got to find a way to work it in. Meanwhile, many people have already voted. Millions, as a matter of fact, around the country.
Millions around the country. You know, this was my first experience with early voting. You know, in Pennsylvania, you could have a mail-in ballot. You could take a ballot and drop it off. But literally in Georgia, you can go to a polling place within your county, and it can be any polling place, and vote. So that was a new experience for me. I was kind of looking forward to it because I didn't know how crowded it was going to be on November 5th. But I got to tell you, there were, in some of the polling places, there were long lines. I mean, people really take advantage of that early voting. And in fact, I know Georgia broke records for a couple of days in terms of the turnout. But what we don't know is who people are voting for. You know, a lot of people make assumptions about that. We do know that there was a big Republican registration before the deadline, which was a little bit earlier in Georgia than it was here. But the realities are, you don't know who people are voting for. You just know they're going early to vote.
And hard to get a sense of that, because I think a lot of people are holding it close to the vest. Either way, don't you?
I do. And, you know, even with the pollsters, I'm not sure that people are honest. I had put on my news radio Facebook page a couple of weeks ago, you know, have you ever been called in a poll? You know, they talk about all these polls. I've never been called. Now, it turns out there were several people that responded and said they, in fact, had been contacted to be polled. Most of them, however, declined to comment. Some folks said they hung up. They just didn't want to get involved in that process. So it also then just makes me a little more skeptical, which I've been since the Hillary Trump race, the first go round. I've just been skeptical about polling.
You know, this race in particular, I've gotten more texts from the parties asking, who are you voting for? Like, and then I actually got some follow-up texts saying, you didn't tell us who you're voting for yet. I'm like, who is this? I delete them or put stop. You know, it says if you don't want to get these anymore, text stop.
Right.
Like, I'm not telling people.
Absolutely. And I'll be honest, I had no idea that I knew so many celebrities. You know, so many celebrities are sending me text messages these days. Who knew that I knew all these people in Hollywood? The other day, even in snail mail, I had 9 pieces of election material in the mail. I just feel like it's you are being bombarded. And if some people opt to sit out just because of that, I understand that. I'm not endorsing that. I'm not encouraging that. But I understand how people could check out because the hits come from all over.
All right. What are we going to do after the election, Lynn? What are we going to talk about?
Well, you know, well, here's the thing, Larry. We don't even know how soon we're going to know the results of the election. You know, those days of knowing the result at 2 a.m. the next day, I think they're long gone. I think it's going to be a couple of days until we know the results of this election, and then we'll have to dissect it. So we've got a couple more weeks to get out of this.
Well, keep in mind, 4 years ago, until January 6th, where the Congress was gathered to make it official, it was technically up in the air.
Well, I think that's a matter of perspective, but yeah.
Well, I'm just saying, until...
You're just saying.
Till yeah, the vice president...
Yeah, no, you're right.
Here's what's interesting. So that's the vice president's job on that day, right?
That's correct.
Well, what happens? Who's the vice president now?
Well, you know, I never thought about that, but you're right. Kamala is the current vice president, and she would be the one. She would still be the vice president come January. That is an interesting...
Little drama. Yeah. Add to the
there
drama.
There you go, stirring it up, Larry. Stirring it up, Larry.
All right. Lynn, we'll talk to you next Tuesday.
Talk to you next week. Okay, bye-bye.
Lynn Hayes Freeland on the Big K Morning Show. And we're going to check in with Marty Griffin next. Coming up, 10 until 2, Marty Griffin. Get Marty.
So, this morning, I work out, as you can tell by my body.
Yeah.
I'm what you call cut.
Mm.
This morning, I'm coming up from downstairs. I have a super gym in the basement, as you can tell by my body. And I hear someone, my wife talking to someone. Oh, how's it going? Oh, you're so wonderful. You know who she's talking to? The damn dog.
Rosie.
In my house, if given the choice, brother, dog or daddy, I'm outside. There's no question, bro. Patrick has like 9 of those little rat dogs, you know, the ones that bite your nose off.
What do you have, Patrick?
I have 2 long-haired chihuahuas.
Ugly.
Oh, chihuahua.
They're the meanest dogs on earth.
I will say this. My grandmother had a chihuahua named Mickey, and she asked my dad to put it out once, and my dad reached out, oh, Mickey, and it locked onto his hand.
Oh, yeah. His wife wants him to get another one. And if he doesn't, he's out.
Are they angry?
No, no. Mine are actually very sweet.
Hey, I've been around. First of all, they crap everywhere. They bite your ankles. You know, he's one of those people that his dogs are wonderful until you go in the house and they're biting your ankles.
Well, so they only like certain people.
Uh-huh. That's what it is. One of those dog owners. So what's more important in the lives of all these women out there? Their husbands or their dogs, Larry?
Well, then they should go to Pet Fest 24.
Larry!
You coming?
Really? Larry, don't start me. I'll be in some management meeting getting chewed out.
Marty, we need to discuss with
you. I love Pet Fest, Lawrence.
Okay.
But if you need Marty there, just tell Christine about it.
No, she won't.
Tomorrow. She'll be here tomorrow.
Oh,
Christine.
Battle the billionaires.
I'll bring it up.
We had Cuban on yesterday. Now we got Musk. These are rich guys with too much free time. One of them's nuts, and the other one isn't. Which one is it?
What time is Musk on?
We can't get him. He's on another planet. Which one's nuts and which one's nice, Larry? You got to pick the burger, right? What I find amazing about politics is I interviewed Cuban yesterday, and we're going to play some of it again today. And now he's a jag off because he's supporting. He goes from billionaire Pittsburgher. Everybody wants to buy the Pirates, right? They love Mark.
Oh, yeah.
Now he's a jag-off and a loser and an A-bomb and an F-bomb, honestly. And I suck and he sucks. I don't listen to rich guys. I'm glad I've now been put in the class of Mark Cuban in terms of wealth.
Yes, good point.
How you doing?
Coming up.
How you doing?